the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shavi, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said,
Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand.
And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram,
Give me the persons and take the goods to thyself.
And Abram said to the king of Sodom,
I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me. Anor, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion.
Chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying,
Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
And Abram said,
Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus?
And Abram said,
Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir.
And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying,
This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir.
And he brought him forth abroad and said,
Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars if thou be able to number them.
And he said unto him,
So shall thy seed be.
And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him,
I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it.
And he said,
Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it?
And he said unto him,
Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon.
And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram,
Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full.
And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying,
Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. The Kenites, the Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites.